is Harriet Kamek, the host of Down to Earth, the show in which we talk about the issues that matter. And today on our show, I want to talk with you about the crushing. We're using a scripture that is referenced twice in the Bible, first in Genesis, but our concentration this morning is in the book of Romans in the New Testament. And I want to tell you, this is a particular scripture that whenever I have read it through the years has always brought me victory. So I'm going to show you today how the crushing will take place and who will be doing the crushing and who will be the crushed. And when you hear this message, wherever you are, it's going to transform you. It's going to change you. It's going to empower you. But it is going to make you feel as if, yes, I have won, and yes, I can, and yes, I have overcome. It's not that you will overcome. This scripture is the promise that you have overcome. Amen? Amen. But first, let me tell you a little bit about who we are. I'm Harriet Kamek. I'm the host of Down to Earth. In addition to that, I'm also the founder of the Exodus Foundation, the organization through which we provide relief services in our community to women and children. So go to our website, theexodusfoundation.com, to find more information about how you can help and why we do what we do. It's our goal to eradicate and erase human trafficking. It's a specific evil. It's part of the cycle of violence against women that we are confident that we will make a dent in on this earth. Amen. So help us to do that. I'm also an author. So for more information, you can find more information about our books, and you can find more information about how you can listen to this podcast and the stations that are carrying our program, the TV stations. So I welcome you as well. Amen. Amen. So this morning we are looking at Romans chapter 16, excuse me. And it's Romans chapter 16, and we're looking specifically at verses 19 to 20. And Romans chapter 16 starts off by Paul. This is one of his writings to the book, to the people at Rome, to the church at Rome. And the church at Rome in that time was seen as the esteemed church. It was the church that determined what happened in the churches in the outlying Roman Empire, because at that time, the gospel was spreading. By now, Rome had adopted and conformed itself to Christianity being what? The primary religion of Rome. So now the church at Rome was esteemed highly. So Paul, in his travels, was writing to the church at Rome, and he was encouraging them and telling them to pay attention to his sister Phoebe, and to pay attention, he referred to as our sister, because the women at the time were forbidden from preaching, but they were allowed to provide relief services to the people in the community. So Paul was writing, and as you read the scripture, you realize that on three occasions through this scripture, twice he said, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." I found it as I read the scripture all week. I needed grace. I don't know about you, but I needed grace, and I needed Jesus's grace to endure all this stuff. Some of you are business people, and as people in business, you need grace to endure the stuff you have to deal with. You have to, from time to time, deal with your employees and deal with workers' rights and deal with laws governing how workers are treated. You have to deal with the conflict that happens, even in your own families, as you're working out what happens in your business. You also have to deal with the bank. Let's not forget about the banks, the avaricious, rapacious capitalism that pervades our economy and our society. And you have to deal with them because they provide loans to keep your business. You have to deal with all these factors. We all need grace. And then you have to worry about the effects of all this stress on your body. And then you have to have some grace. Grace is important. So let's go through this scripture. And I'm so excited. If you feel my excitement, I am grateful for it, because I want you to hear what Paul has written. So it's Romans chapter 16. As usual, I'm reading from the New King James Version. And we start by reading in verses 19. Our focus is on verse 20, but let's start. And it says in verse 19 of Romans chapter 16, "For your obedience," Paul writing to the church at Rome, he says, "For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And listen to this. This is where you're going to get up and run around the house. And I'm grateful. Listen to this. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decrease so that you might increase. Crush every living thing that comes against your people. Put it under our feet. Jesus, put sickness and disease under the feet of your people. Put the mercies of God upon us and give us grace to endure. Give us grace to go through. Bruise Satan, bruise poverty, bruise disease, bruise plagues, bruise catastrophic weather patterns that threaten our lives and our livelihoods. Put Satan under our feet in Jesus' mighty name, and let us experience the victory that is ours in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. The God of peace shall crush Satan. The crushing. What is the crushing? Another translation says, the God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet. And I want to bring your attention to this, because in Genesis 3 and 15, what does it say? It says that the seed of the woman shall crush the head of the serpent. Go look it up. The seed of the woman. Who was the seed of the woman? This is Genesis where it began. And in Genesis, it says the seed of the woman. By now we know that the seed of the woman is Jesus Christ. And that Jesus, when he went to the cross, come on now, help me out. Jesus, when he went to the cross, what did he do? He crushed Satan under his feet. He stomped down on Satan under his feet. Wherever you are hearing this message, I want you to just literally stomp your feet and know that by the stomping of your feet, come on, stomp your feet, that's Satan. Stomp it down. Stomp down the poverty. Stomp down everything. Stomp down the disappointment. Stomp down the divorce. Stomp down the disease. Stomp down the plague. Stomp down everything that came to rob you of your peace, because the grace of Jesus Christ is going to lift you up. He's going to lift you up and pull you out. Stomp it down in the name of Jesus. I tell you, the grace of Jesus, the God of peace, Jehovah Shalom, he shall bring you peace, and he's going to crush Satan under your feet. Everything, they lied upon you. They took everything from you. They even walked out and left you. The God of peace is going to crush Satan. You know how he's going to do it? He's going to make you stand and watch it all. And you are going to see it, and it will be like nothing to you. You're going to watch it and see it. My friends, listen to me. I'm not one of those TV preachers who come and then just tell you anything to get you excited. This is the reality of what we do. This is the reality of your life. This, I'm not making fun of your situation and your circumstances, because what you experience is real, because it's real to you. What you experience might be different from what I experience, but no doubt about it, we need grace to perform it. Amen. And the scripture here tells me that the God of peace is going to crush Satan under our feet. Twice in this very chapter, Paul tells the people, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. You know what he's imparting? Grace. Endurance. He's giving us grace to endure, grace to carry the burden. Twice he salutes the saints and say, I salute you in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's assuring us, just as he assured the people at the church, that Satan will be bruised shortly. Listen to that. Shortly. What is short for you? Short for you might be overnight, supernaturally, overnight, expeditious deliverance from everything that ails you. Shortly could be in 1 month, 1 day, 1 week. Shortly could be in 1 hour. For some of you, by the end of this broadcast, everything is, whoo, halaba santa, somebody is going to get a huge loan forgiven. That thing that they told you was not going to happen, it is going to happen. You're going to see that same child who has been lost, walked out in shreds, shredded. That child who took up drugs and made drugs their religion, that child is coming home to you. You're going to see your child walk through the door and beg you for mercy. Receive them with love when they come back. Receive your son, your daughter with love. Bring them into your bosom. Tell your family members and everybody else, don't talk about it, forget it, and help them back onto the path of life. Many times we go through stuff and we forget who we are. We forget sometimes, and friends, take it easy and be easy with yourselves. There is a lot going on, we can all admit. Just look around. There's a whole lot going on. We are so caught up in the daily business of life. If you were to take pen and paper and write out every single little thing that happens to you in one 24-hour period, you would be amazed at what you survive and endure. Driving down the street is a may-reach situation. My children and I do the cross on ourselves before we get, when we get behind the wheel of a car. Because it's a may reach. There are no guarantees you're going to get to your destination. People are drugged out and smoked out and high like a kite. Drunk as could never be while behind the wheel of a car. That's what I call weaponized vehicular homicide. Because they can use their vehicle to cross lanes and kill people off. Just because they wanted to have a good time and had not the self-discipline to put the cup down, put the glass down, put the beer down, put whatever it is down. Am I telling the right story? Just a few weeks ago in our own community in Detroit, a similar thing happened. A man got behind the wheel of a car, stone cold inebriated, and drove the wrong way on a freeway and killed people off who were just going about their business. Was that fair? No. Weaponized vehicular homicide. That's what we are facing. And this is where, so when we don't take anything for granted. So me, before I leave my house, I make sure I say the blood of Jesus covers me. Some days I said from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Why? Because I need to be assured that I have a mission and I must return home. I have a mission to continue. You cannot afford to give up. Because Satan will be crushed under your feet shortly. Look where Satan is going to be. Satan is not going to be standing in the wings watching you. Satan will not be behind you, will not be in front of you, will not be under over your head. Satan will be under your feet. That means you have what? Power and authority over the very thing that should have destroyed you. Many of us have come through situations, and I'm speaking to people who are overcomers right now. And you, by this time, you should be sitting on the edge of your seat, because this is specifically for you. That sickness that was designed. Yeah, you had that sickness. Came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, you're just going about your business. And one day you examined your breast and you felt a lump. And all of a sudden, your whole life has to stop. That sickness, that cancer, that tumor is going to be under your feet shortly. The doctors are going to be amazed that there is no sickness in your body. Some of us have friends and family who are no longer here because they had diagnosis, they went through chemo and radiation, and within 2 years, they're out of here because by that time, it has spread through the blood. So we need to take authority over these sicknesses and tell them according to the scriptures. What does it say right here in verse 20? It says, and the God of peace will crush Satan. Now we need to put everything under the crushing. So who is doing the crushing? Notice who the scripture has exalted. The God of peace. That is who is doing the crushing. You don't even have to do anything. There's a fight that you're in. Whether the fight is to save your marriage, to save your home, to save your child, back off. You don't have to fight anymore. You're stressing yourself. You're giving yourself headaches. You know what you need to do right now? All you need to do is to proclaim the God of peace. The peace is for you, that you have peace about the outcome of the situation that seems to be out of your control. And now you know for sure that God is going to give you the victory. Why? Because it was first written in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and here it is again in Romans chapter 16. The God of peace has come to give you your victory. I have found sometimes in my life that I have often wondered. I remember when I first heard Genesis 3 and 15, I was struck by the very audacity of the scripture, but the correctness of it. And the God of peace, the seed of the woman, shall bruise the head of the serpent. The seed of the woman. So if you imagine a serpent, a snake, thing withering and slithering across our lives, all the wickedness that comes into our lives. This is for somebody who you are married and you and your husband are going along. And all of a sudden, something has come up, hasn't it? Yeah? He starts seeing some other woman, just like a snake slithering into your lives. Maybe she lives next door, pretending all the time to smile in your face, all the time slithering into your bed and slithering with your husband, trying to destroy your marriage. Don't say a word. Don't do anything. Proclaim the God of peace over that situation, and you're going to watch and see how God is good. God is going to crush that thing and put it under your feet. You're going to walk out of there, and you're going to have the victory, and you're going to get out of there just in time before your husband loses his job and loses everything. Sometimes people are attracted to your spouse because they have something that they want, and they come in and they want to subrogate you and take over the position that you occupy. Just watch. God is going to give you the victory in the situation. Don't worry about it. It could even be you. You're both retired now and you're at home. And somebody is coming into your home providing services, but looks like they want to provide other kind of services to your spouse. Don't worry about it. Don't say a word. Keep your peace. Let the God of peace. Let the God of peace in your mind. It could be you who are at work. You are going along. The job is doing what it's supposed to do. It's providing greatly for you and your family. And all of a certain sudden, as my grandmother would say, she used to say this all the time, all of a certain sudden, here comes Satan slithering in. You ever notice how people come into our lives, y'all, and they just like to come in and, you know, smile and pretend like everything is okay? Watch them folks sometimes, because they're the ones who bring the destruction with them, because you don't see it coming. They look like they're helping and they're smiling, but you literally, something in you is telling you to be on guard. Don't worry about it. The crushing is going to come. God is going to crush them. And here's why we call it the crushing. You know why I like to call it the crushing? Because you are going to see it topple down like the Roman Empire was toppled. You're going to see that all that is left is the dust that is written in history. That's all that is going to left. Because you will walk away with the victory. Instead of them walking off thinking that they won against you. Look at all the stuff. Many of us can write books about our lives. When we look back at all the body of stuff. So they molested you. Then your parents got divorced. Oh my God. It just went on and on. The divorce made you impoverished. Separated you from the love and attention of a parent and family members. And there you are trying to make a life. And when you add it all up, you're like, I'm 40 and I've never known peace. And here I am finally thinking I made it. And now this has happened. The God of peace shall crush Satan. Remember what it says in Genesis 3:15. It says the seed of the woman. Who are you? Aren't you the seed of the woman? In Genesis 3:15, that was a prophetic look into Jesus. Jesus is the seed of the woman, Mary, who was supernaturally conceived to produce Jesus, the Son of God, who came into the world and walked through the Via Dolorosa and was snuffed out. And the light went out when they put him on the cross and nailed him to the cross. The seed of the woman. You are the seed of the woman. You are the seed of the woman, and you are going to have the victory. So may the grace that is Jesus Christ be yours. When you have this victory in your hands, you might be fighting to get your degree. It's been a fight. All of a sudden, you want to finish your degree and the whole kitchen sink came against you. It's like everything that could come against you. Hear me out, my friends. The God of peace is going to give you victory over the situation shortly. It could be you just starting your little business and they're laughing at you and telling you it will never this, it will never do that. Tell them Harriet said blah, 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 blah. Because you know what I know? The God of peace is going to crush and put everything. You need a loan to continue your business. The crushing has begun. The crushing to crush everything out of your lives. You look around you and your children are messed up. They're hanging with people and hanging out with people they shouldn't be with. All of a sudden, the child, little Ashley and little Johnny, whom you raised to be sweethearts, all of a sudden, they're all and irascible and have some kind of rhetoric you can't believe. the God of peace is going to crush that situation shortly. It's the crushing. Say the crushing. The crushing has begun. Why would God do this? Because he loves you. He loves us. It is not God's intention for us to perish, but we, by our own choices, sometimes walk paths away from God that take us into situations that we cannot imagine. Look at it this way. I'm going to tell you the honest truth. It's like somebody who decides to do drugs. Yeah? They do drugs with what? They approach it with the inhibition. All the inhibitions are gone. And they tell themselves, this is going to make me feel better and I have power over it. Isn't that true? That is one of the biggest lies ever told, because you don't have power over drugs. Why? Because it's insidious, and once it gets into your bloodstream, it starts controlling you. But you don't know that at the first, do you? No, you think I can crush this, right? And before you know it, you become so addicted to it that you have to have it all the time. Irrespective of what your family says, it dries out your family circumstances. It dries out everything. And before you know it, you are the crushed. And you have lost everything. Now you need the grace of Jesus Christ to come and put it under your feet. And I'm speaking to someone in particular, because you're looking at yourself and you're like, man, I started taking these antidepressants to help me cope with the issues of life. And now the issues of life are greater, because the antidepressant caused you depression. And the antidepressants now have you under the realm of this situation. What do you do? I need you to understand that God is giving you the grace, and he's going to make you see all those pills. So take every one of those pills in your medicine cabinet and crush them, and tell them the God of peace is crushing Satan under my feet right now. That's how you deal with that. When you see crushed, then you understand that it will never, ever have victory or power over you. We must get in our minds a mindset. We must understand that God is for us. The Bible says in the same book of Romans, it says what? It says, if God be for us in Romans chapter 8, who can be against us? Do we understand that? Do we understand that God is for us? He's just a parent, just like parents everywhere who want the best for our children. We want to see our children, but they don't always listen to us. They do what they want, but our love for them remains the same. That's how God views us. No, he's not a robot. No, he's not some grandfather just sitting there out of control. He's God. He's conscious. He's a spirit, and he hears our cries. God has been hearing your cries, woman. God has been hearing your cries, my brother, for all the sickness, for the disease, the fact that they shut the factory down and you don't have a job, the fact that they increased the interest rates and you couldn't keep your business, the fact that your wife walked out and left you, the fact that your husband walked out, that your children have forgotten you. God has not forgotten, and he is here to perform the word. The scripture says that the God of peace, when we go back and look at the God of peace, is Jehovah Shalom. And if we look through all the Old Testament, we realize that God at certain intervals brought peace to his people. So you might be saying to yourself, I live in utter turmoil. It may be somebody in your family. It could even be you who got a diagnosis from the doctor, and suddenly it's chaos everywhere. Because now your family has to contend with life issues and life choices and end-of-life situations based on the doctor's diagnosis. And the person, you are the most important person in the family. And you're looking at me like, Harriet, I don't really want to go. So I'm going to pray that Isaiah comes to you, the book of Isaiah, where King Hezekiah prayed and the Lord extended his life by 15 years. If that is you, understand that this is part of what God is going to crush. God has the power, not ability, because that implies something else. God has the power. We have ability. God has the power to crush everything under his feet. He will put it so that when it's crushed, what is it now? It's dust, and it no longer has the power to hurt you. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like to see that everything, the divorce that robbed you of your place in society, the divorce that impoverished you, the divorce that left you alone and bitter, the divorce that let you have to raise children by yourself, the divorce where a man promised you, the betrayal that they promised you they would be with you forever, and instead they left you. God is going to crush that and give you victory over it. Sometimes we think victory is running to the finish line all the time. Sometimes your victory comes, and when it comes, it's so surprising, you can't even realize that that is victory anyhow. Accept the victory. Even though it may not come the way you want it to come, bubble wrapped with a bow and prettied up, accept the victory. It may never have come at the time when you wanted it. Think about it. You were waiting on a decision to be made on your behalf through a lawsuit, through a court, and it never happened when you wanted it to. But baby, if it comes tomorrow and they give you the victory, it's still victory. Accept it. Understand that God is going to crush all of it under your feet. I want to pray with you and enter into the next couple of minutes with you to pray, because I feel like there are some of us, there are too many of us for whom this is means something. We have been crushed, and the crushing almost took us out. The crushing almost killed us. The crushing gave us sickness and disease and headaches and more headaches and pain and disappointment and cursings, and we lost ourselves in the midst of it. God has come today. And my friends, I want you to come in and hear these last few minutes as I pray with you that God has come. And I want you to hear this and believe it. Would you just close your eyes just for 2 seconds? Just sit right there and follow me. Just close your eyes and hear this prayer that I'm going to pray. And believe God. Open your hearts up and believe that God has crushed every demonic force and every satanic hell. Father, in Jesus' name, I submit the requests of your people to you, for my sister, for my brother who is burdened under this thing that has come up in their lives. I submit it to you, Jesus, and I ask you to crush it for them in the name of Jesus. I ask you now, Lord God, to lift them up and provide the victory shortly, in 24 hours, tomorrow, about this time. Whenever you hear this, tomorrow, about this time, you shall have the victory. May the grace of Jesus elevate your people and give them the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. If or whatever you're believing for, I stretch my hand of faith out to you and command a supernatural, overnight, expeditious miracle and deliverance to come to you in 24 hours. It is so. It is crushed. The crushing in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed, everybody.